In most parts of the country, the blessings of harvest are not too far away. I am Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network, and I would like to share some often forgotten pre-harvest tips. The job of the liquid in the radiator is to cool the engine, while the radiator's task is to remove heat from the liquid. The fact that it does not freeze is required so the block does not crack, and so fluid flow through the engine can be maintained during the winter. The additive package in the coolant becomes consumed from boiling cycles in the cylinder head during high thermal loading, such as pulling tillage equipment or a planter. When this occurs, the coolant will allow cylinder liner cavitation, electrolysis, and other events that will damage the engine. Use a test strip to check the coolant if it was not changed this past winter. Add an SCA if necessary, or renew the antifreeze. Sudden death syndrome can occur to a storage battery in any machine. It is the result of the tie or bus bar that connects all of the cells together becoming degraded and then suddenly breaking. When this occurs, all of the cells will check fine with the hydrometer, but the battery will produce zero voltage. It is broken inside. A load test will usually indicate the tie bar becoming challenged, but if you do not have that ability, replace any battery that is 5 years or older with a new one designed for the use. No car batteries and farm tractors. Just because the engine cranks fine right now is no indicator of the internal condition. Also, a battery with more than 14.6 volts after the surface charge is removed with a load tester is internally sulfated and is on its way out. Give everything under the hood a good looking over and go around and snug up key components such as fuel lines, carburetor, hydraulic systems to make sure they did not loosen up from vibration and thermal cycles. Use these late summer days to make sure when it comes time to harvest, all your equipment is ready to roll. Have a blessed and safe harvest season.